Okay, 8 o'clock, May 1st, call Rancho Murrieta Community Services District Special Board Meeting on May 1st to order. Roll call.
President Clark?
Here.
Director Jenko's absent. Director Butler?
Here.
Director Mabee?
Here.
Director Merchant?
Here.
And well, item number two, I will entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Sure. A second. Or I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right. Moved and seconded. On to item number three.
All in favor?
All in favor, excuse me. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Okay, comments from the public. For this special meeting, members of the public may only comment on items specifically agendized. Members of the public wishing to address a specific agendized item are encouraged to offer their public comment during consideration of that item. With certain exceptions, the board will not discuss or take action on items that are not on the agenda. Any public comment? Hearing none. Moving on to item number four, consider approval of revision of to Highway 16 bore and casing installation agreement. Mark?
All right, so we brought this forward to the board. This is projects 1A and 1B under Prop 84 projects that we identified. 1A is the bore casing and now the installation of a 12-inch main pipeline through the bore and casing. And 1B is the main pipeline for recycled water from the bore area north to a connection that runs off of the Yellow Bridge. So what has happened since February 27th is there were some requests for changes to the minor changes to the reimbursement agreement. One of them is to modify the date of performance 15 days earlier so that we have 2 weeks by which we can get all the invoicing and all that, because we actually have to submit our invoices by June 30th. Mm-hmm. Prior date was June 30th. It's now June 15th mm-hmm. for completion. And then some other minor revisions to the, a lot of the revisions that were made were ones that weren't necessarily, this is more, was a boilerplate, and they weren't necessarily pertinent to this specific project. So, mm-hmm. And so in the approval of the 27th, we had added in electrical service and a pressure reduction station in anticipating the need for those. There still is a need for that. It's just we've worked through, been looking at a bunch of different solutions, whether we do the pressure reduction locally at each residence or facility, or we, you know, put a single pressure reduction valve in. We're still working through some of that, so that was removed from the project. And then also the electrical service, there was just no way to, based on SMUD's schedule, to meet that for this project. So we thought these can all be done separately. It's not that major of an issue to have these done separately, so we're pushing those off of this project. We moved some of the dollars from, we had certain lineal feet of pipeline described in project 1B mm-hmm. that we moved into 1A under, you know, just from a cost basis standpoint. So with that, I think that's pretty much it. We're hoping to, if we can get your approval, we've got the insurance in place. We're ready to issue a notice to proceed today if we receive approval. We've got copies of the agreements, etc. So we're looking forward to getting started on this, given the deadlines that we have.
And then I guess my assumption will be is your workload will just move to accommodate getting this done.
Staff.
Just added to it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, maybe.
I have a question. Yeah. The money that we are not spending on these mm-hmm. items now, is that going to be reserved? Are we going to?
Yeah, for the Prop 84 projects, it's a 50% match. I mean, we'll pay 100% out of our funds, and then we'll be reimbursed at a 50%. So it does mean we'll get a little less reimbursement through the grants. But what has happened since is, you know, we were rushing to get this project defined so just to get approval mm-hmm. for the Prop 84, and now we've refined
you know, the designs and some other aspects of it. So there is a little bit reduction. It may, you know, it may actually just be a wash as far as cost. It may, you know, once we add back at some point in the future, won't be subject to Prop 84
right.
grant dollars, but the pressure reduction station and the electrical. Mm-hmm. But we'll bring those back as separate okay. items.
Yeah, I think we have a little bit of time on this.
Okay. Call for public comment on this item. Anything?
I appreciate everybody facilitating getting this done. We were able to get the bore contractor scheduled so that they can start right after the pits are done on both sides of the highway, mm-hmm. which if Paul can get the notice to proceed, they'll start tomorrow on that work, mobilize and start on that work tomorrow, and then the bore work will start next week. And that should get us done in the month of May. That side of it, you may have noticed on the plans that the Baker Williams plants north of the highway were mm-hmm. were just finished, you know, yesterday, so they're still costing out those items. But we're confident that unless we run into, you know, rock or something over north of the highway, we'll be done to make this June 15th day. And we, okay. Right now I think we're about $80,000 less than what was approved by mm-hmm. the board previously. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Any board comments, questions? I do have some comments and questions. I note at the beginning of the staff discussion on the background of this project that on February 28th, staff forwarded the board approved facilities extension and reimbursement agreement to and specifications for signature, and we received comment back on April 16th, so that was a shortened the time frame a little bit on staff and board review and approval. I did have a question on the necessary easement documents. I note that a piece of the pipeline crosses through Sacramento County owned property. And so I know the process can be time-consuming getting an easement through Sacramento County property. So I do have a question on that.
So where is that located?
Not aware.
It's on north of the. Scroll down to the. And unfortunately, I didn't notice it until in the package electronically. It was upside down. But on page. Page 20 of the document, you'll notice that.
Is that owned by the county, though, John?
Well, it,
there's
that,
always
it's,
been a sliver where the Yellow Bridge landing was,
mm-hmm.
south of that, between there and the highway bridge. I just don't know exactly. I have a big map of it, or Mike Roberson has a big map of it, where it actually is.
Yeah.
Do you think we're west of that?
No, it shows on page 20. Look at the drawing on page 20. You'll be able to see that it crosses a corner of that parcel that's identified as being owned by the county. And so, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's not. I'm blowing it up on screen here. So. And I mean, there are alternatives, but probably less desirable from the standpoint of the contours.
Should we reroute?
Well,
there was an issue with the drip line of the trees that are located in the area. We wanted to avoid any issues.
And I agree with that, and that would be justification to the county for making it happen. I'm just concerned about the timing involved in obtaining an easement from the county, or even possibly a right of entry or something like that. And so, that was a main concern, not a main concern. It's a minor concern. It has to happen. tree avoidance and the terrain. I understand we need to have it in that location. That's a good location, and that is again, it's just reported as a county-owned property.
What's interesting is, so I brought up that parcel on the county parcel viewer online right here on my phone, and it does not show that parcel extending as far north.
Yeah.
Okay.
On their mapping system.
The map I have doesn't show it being as far west as it shows on this.
On that drawing. Yeah. So it may be that the drawing is...
I think we just have to check.
Just have to check.
And then we'll run up.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Good enough. And then if not, yet,
just use the appropriate map.
They never come out of here.
So...
Whatever map works.
Here's the parcel right here in yellow, right here.
Yep.
And then there, this is the driveway into the country club off of Highway 16.
Right.
And you can see that parcel's far to the east of that drive.
Yeah, but Mark, we know how that...
Oh, correct.
Right.
As far as accuracy. So we'll do some further research on
the registration on that GIS. But anyway, just check and confirm that. I note that on the engineering drawings, that it does cross that corner. And
got it.
I want to make sure that...
Do we have to tell them?
Pardon?
Sounds like an ask for forgiveness.
I forgot.
I think it's an ask for forgiveness issue. Is what it is.
Well,
and
it could well be. It's just something that I note.
Thank
all
you.
Right?
I don't think it's off that much. We'll see.
Okay, now I got to scroll back up. Excuse me. Per paragraphs 9 and 10 of the agreement, developer has to provide those easement documents. So just want to make sure that that's something that can be done during that time frame. Oh, and then one other item, on that path alignment, while we understand the ownership of the property that it's crossing and the easements would be easily obtained. There is access to the Yellow Bridge and the South Course for the country club that would need to be coordinated as far as timing goes for disturbing access across the, from the cart path.
Paul has that all, it's all staged, so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think it.
Okay, good. As long as they.
It goes away from the.
Okay, so it isn't doesn't cross. It does cross per the drawing.
No, it doesn't. Not on the cart path.
All right. So again, it's the drawing issue. All right. And then on item 12.4, paragraph 12.4, providing that the district with satisfactory form and content of the following items, as-built drawings. Also known as record drawings, in an acceptable electronic CAD-based format. And I think that's standard practice. It's just not stated, so just make sure that that's the case. And I think that was the extent of the questions that I... was able to define late last night. And I, by the way, I just wanted to thank staff for all the work and effort that took in order to, in that compressed time frame between April 16th and today, in order to get these documents revised and reviewed by both parties and then ready for this board meeting. So appreciate staff's time and effort. So, with that, I don't have any other further comments, questions. Anybody else? Hearing none, I'll call for a motion to approve. Hearing none, I will make the motion to approve a revised facilities extension and reimbursement agreement with Cosumnes River Land, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $340,832 for Project 1A and $178,783 for Project 1B for a revised total of $519,615.
And a second.
All right, moved and seconded. Any further comments? Roll call vote.
President Clark?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Mabee?
Yes.
Director Merchant?
Yes. Okay, moving on to the agenda item, director comments, suggestions. Item number five, any further comments? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
And a second?
Yep.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Thank you for coming.